and welcome to our audio Lectio Divina practice. As we prepare our hearts, let's just take a pause. If you're anything like me, you're looking at the next several months and starting to feel a bit anxious with the things filling up on the calendar. Projects that need to get done, the holidays, all the big and little things that fill up our plate. I think anytime I feel anxious or overwhelmed, it helps to get in the practice of gratitude. Something happens when we shift our focus from things we have to do to things we get to do. And I think it also helps clarify what's really on our plate and what are things that could be taken off. So let's take a breath. Notice what's on your plate. Let's take a moment to thank God for what's in front of you. Thank you, God, for the job that I have that gives me space to strengthen my skills and steward my gifts. Thank you, God, for the children we have that are a true and present gift. Thank you, God, for the dishes in the sink that remind me that I had many meals to fill my stomach. Or the dust that gathers in the corners of the walls of this shelter that I have. So let's take a minute here. If it's helpful, you can open your palms as if you're holding it all in your hands. And let's intentionally invite God again into our lives. The crumbly, the saucy, the messy parts that seem a bit too ordinary or too small for Him. I'll give you a minute here. Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the fields, Lord who strings the marvelous skies and feeds the sparrows by your own palms, I confess again that you are Lord over my life. Would you grant me wisdom to steward the gifts and the responsibilities I have been given, and give me clarity to let go of the things that are not mine to carry? Hold everything I have lightly, knowing that you give and you take away. Lord, would you speak? For we are listening. In your powerful name we pray. Amen. Today we'll be reading from Matthew 5, 1 through 12, from the NRSV and the NLT versions. We're going to begin with the NRSV version. And Matthew 5 is part of the well-known Sermon on the Mount. As we listen to these verses, you might find that the language is familiar. And sometimes familiarity causes us to tune out. So let's invite the Holy Spirit to animate the scriptures today. Let's imagine that we are with Jesus on that mountainside. Imagine that you're one of the disciples. You're closest to Jesus, sitting by his feet. And the crowds are nearby, but you forget they're even there as Jesus begins to teach. Imagine the breeze and the sun gently warming your shoulders. We begin at verse 1. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, as you listen to Jesus teaching you as one of the disciples, how did it feel hearing these words? To be blessed when you are poor in spirit, when you mourn, when you are hungry, when you're persecuted. Take a moment to allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate this truth to you. How does it inform the way you see God and the way His kingdom is designed? Take 2 minutes here. One more minute. How does it feel to hear, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled"? Now let's listen to the same scripture in the NLT version. This time, let's imagine ourselves as one in the crowd. Maybe you're someone who's been curious about this radical rabbi who teaches something so different from the polished and hard-to-reach laws of the high priests. You ask yourself, could the kingdom of God really be for us, the poor, the pushed aside? Or maybe you've just tagged along with your friend, but you find something deep inside you drawn to this teacher who is rejected by all the religious leaders. You yourself might be a bit skeptical, but there's something about his non-anxious demeanor, the way he lets the children close, the cadence of his voice. So find yourself again here at the mountainside. listening to Jesus teaching about the kingdom of God. One day, as Jesus saw the crowds gathering, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. He said, "God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way." Amen. What did you find yourself drawn to while listening to the scripture a second time? Are there any of the descriptions that you find yourself resonating with? Maybe you're in a season of mourning. Maybe your heart is aching for justice in this country. What area feels a bit tender in your heart? Or on the flip side, do you find yourself asking, "God, would you find my heart pure? God, would you find me humble?" I'll give you 2 minutes here. Would you open yourself to the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate whatever resonates in your spirit? One more minute. Are you in a season of mourning? Do you feel yourself weak or poor? Or maybe, do you find yourself asking, "God, am I merciful? Am I humble in your eyes? Is my heart pure?" I'll give you another minute here. What I find to be so profound in these scriptures is that in this back and forth that Jesus paints, this compare and contrast of what is painful or broken or aching in our lives, that God will bless that. These are not empty promises of a political candidate. Jesus is not a politician promising jobs for those who have none just to get a vote, or promising a spectacular future that he has no intention or skill set to follow through. Jesus is God in the flesh. Almighty God, here and up close. God sitting with us on the mountainside, telling us what the kingdom of God is about and what is going to happen. Blessed are you who are broken, for you will be made whole. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who mourn the death of your loved one, the death of your dream, the death of your marriage, for you will be comforted. Are you hurting? Are you mourning? You are blessed because God is here. And you are exactly where you need to be for God to come and heal and be near you. Let's pray. Blessed are you, those who ache, those who are longing for a different reality, for those who are hoping and squirming in the waiting, for those in the place of the not yet. Blessed are you who cry silent tears in the night, for those who feel lost and uncertain. Blessed are you, you who are breaking, for he is the one who makes beautiful things out of dirt, who brings peace in the unrest. For he is the way, for he is the truth, and he is the life. Blessed are you, for you are seen by a God who cares deeply for us. In Jesus' precious and powerful name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this week's Lectio Divina Practice. Until next time, bye.